So Friday fun is what we do first every single Friday at 5:30. And there's a whole mess of things that I need to play for y'all.
Okay.
One being something that happened on Monday that did not get the attention that I think it deserved. As we rolled in here because we felt that we had to work. Remember?
Sports needed us.
As you guys will do from time to time.
As we will. We will stick our foot in a place that we probably didn't belong. But we were taking the day off on Monday, but then game six happened. We're
Corby
like,
wanted the lil bro work in progress. He said, let's do it.
So we came to work, and as we are mixing with the fill-in show, Jonathan Dodd was on the air with us doing Why Today Doesn't Suck. And Jonathan Dodd, a good, solid, hard-working young man.
Very much so.
And I'm hosting the segment. And so as I'm hosting the segment, I'm just kind of riffing on whatever's going on. And it just so happened that it was Robin Ventura's birthday, or Robin Ventura. It was the anniversary of him having a long hitting streak in college baseball. And I started making the point that in the 80s, people actually talked college baseball because of Robin Ventura. So,
an unprovable point, but still a fun one.
Yeah, I just remember as a kid. Of course it's unprovable. I just remember as a kid.
At every street corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And boy, was he confused.
I was confused.
Oh, we're going to have to bring the audio up here. So here we go. Okay. And now here we go. Robin Ventura.
Okay.
In 1987, Oklahoma State's Robin Ventura extended his collegiate hitting streak to 57 games. God, I remember what a monster that guy was in college. Like, people talked about him like college baseball. Nobody talks about college baseball, but they talked about him. And Pete Incaviglia. Remember him being talked about?
For Oklahoma State?
Yeah. He went to Oklahoma State too, didn't he?
I don't know.
Inky?
Yeah,
single season Cowboy. Home run record in college, I believe.
It was just those two that anybody talked about? No one else?
No. You name other people in the 80s that people talked about in college. That was it.
What was the guy, the linebacker from Oklahoma?
Bosworth?
Yeah, they talked about him, right?
Talking about baseball.
Baseball, yeah.
What?
But they talked about him, right?
What?
What about?
What?
Yeah.
I have never been as confused in my entire life.
What?
He was only half listening to you.
My favorite part about that is the delayed reaction from Mino. He's like, what?
Because you said baseball, and he said, yeah, baseball.
Like Bosworth.
Brian Bosworth. The
People talk about him, right? People talk about him, right?
Record in college, I believe.
It was just those two that anybody talked about? No one else?
No. You name other people in the 80s that people talked about in college. That was it.
Madonna.
What was the guy, the linebacker from Oklahoma?
Bosworth?
Bosworth? Yeah, they talked about him, right?
Talking about baseball.
Baseball, yeah.
What?
But they talked about him, right?
But they talked about him, right?
He also calls him the Bosworth.
The Bosworth.
Brian Nailed the Bosworth. It.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, I like how he didn't back up. He plowed forward with the claim. Yeah, but they talked about him, right?
I like that, though.
But he,
Michael Jackson, they talked about him in the 80s, too.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people they talked about.
To Dottie's credit, though, he definitely got the vibe of Why Today Doesn't Suck in his first go of just barely paying attention to everything else.
Right. Just kind of on the fringe, you know?
We have been there.
What?
Mm-hmm. So I have a friend who has an awesome bit going. So although I like your bits too. So his dad, he got a hold of his dad's phone. All right. His dad doesn't need his phone anymore, as dads sometimes don't when they get a lot older. And so his dad's phone gets all these solicitors calling. And his bit is, now this takes a lot of patience and a lot of work, is to force them to hang up on him. He will answer the phone and then go through the process of playing a character or being annoying enough to get them to hang up on him.
Okay.
And he's been recording these. So I want to play one of them for you. as an organization that we've all had call us before gives him a call, and this is my friend who's about our age, a little bit younger, but he's about our age.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. William. I was just calling back for the Texas State Trooper Association. The reason for my recorded call is to thank you for the help and tremendous support you've shown.
Wait, you're selling recorders? Did you say you're selling recorders? I just brought my grandson one for the elementary school band. They had the recorders that you need, and I don't want to buy a recorder if you're also doing that. He can only play one, you know. He's only got one mouth. He's got two ears and one mouth, and that's so he could listen more and talk less. And, you know, sometimes I tell him that he talks too much, and other times he listens too little. But all in the same thing, you know. He just needs to be not doing that. He needs to be playing his recorder with his mouth and his fingers, of course. And then sometimes he has to use his tongue and his teeth and other things from his mouth to go along with that. But you know how that can go, don't you, Clark?
Oh, sir. I was just saying earlier that I'm calling you back for the Texas State Trooper Association, sir.
Wait, they're having a state trooper at the elementary school for the kids to do the recorders? What kind of troopers are going to do that? Is it the state trooper band? You know, one time I was in band, and I played the recorder, and I also played the harmonica. I used to whistle quite a nice tune when I would ride on the bus. It was the bus that I would ride on that would go from certain places to other places, sometimes from Dallas over to Fort Worth, and sometimes there was the bus that would go all the way to Denton or Sherman. But I would always use my harmonica when I would do that, and I never used the recorder too often. But I think it's great that the state troopers have a band, because the kids would love that if they're playing their recorders and the state trooper band is there to help them and listen to them. I think it'll be a wonderful idea, and I think that'll be very good. But I don't think he needs a recorder, so if they're going to have another recorder, I think that would be too much to have that many recorders with the troopers, and yeah, that's the kind of thing. You know, sometimes he asks me for things like the Star Wars troopers, but I tell him that it's not quite what it's like. That's not really the state troopers. It's the Star Wars trooper. It's very different than those two things. And so I try to keep him from doing that. But he likes to play with those toys and those Star Wars.
Gotcha.
Brilliant.
Wow.
What a filibuster.
Number one. How great is that?
I love this guy.
I love the story of all the places he would take the bus.
Very Mike Leach of him.
That is great.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, God.
I have my new favorite thing.
So he's got like a whole mess of them, too.
What is the fake state trooper fund scam?
I think it's real.
Is it real?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when I was in college, we would have the Fraternal Order of Police call banks where they would pay you like $7 an hour just to read their script over and over and over again.
And play your recorder.
And you would, if they would donate like $50, they'd get a sticker for their back window or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it.
You know who doesn't have time for that?
Everybody.
Farmers.
Farmers.
You're damn right, farmers.
Yeah.
Libs.
Total libs.
So I guess.
Farmers.
That's probably some legit organization, but.
Ran him off.
That's an amazing defense if you have the patience.
I know. So I've got a few of those that I'll
sprinkle
in through the weeks.
Yeah, tell him to keep going. We feel like he's got something here.
All right, so let's play a game whether or not Jim Nantz cares about this, okay?
Yeah.
So last week at the Colonial, at the Charles Schwab Challenge, I guess is what it's officially called, just like a lot of golf tournaments with these sponsors do, maybe every one of them, they get the guy who is either the mouthpiece of the company or runs the company to sit in the booth for X amount of time.
Yes.
And Nantz has to be the one that talks to him. He has to deal with these guys. All right. So it's like a talk show host too, where the guy probably sits down in the break and he's like, what do you want to lead with here? Is there anything that happened this week that you want to talk about? And so the guy told Nantz what to talk about. And then do you think Nantz was real interested in the story that followed up?
future? So many possibilities.
Yeah, that's for sure. Rick Worcester is the president of the Charles Schwab Corporation. Great to be with you, Rick. And first off, I want to just say congratulations because you played with Mr. Schwab. You and Charles played in the Pro-Am together, and you won.
We won. Chuck made a phenomenal shot here on 18. He got up and down from the bunker to win the whole thing. So it was quite exciting.
That's great. Great. Yeah. Good for him.
We'll need that as a drop.
That's great.
Good for him.
So he's like, hey, man, yeah, we won. We won the Pro-Am. So just lead with that. I'll get into it. And instead of like just going, yeah, we did, Jim. Thanks a lot. It was a lot of fun. He tells the story of his boss.
Yeah.
Holding out from the bunker, getting up and down from the bunker or whatever, and Nance is just like, all right.
Played with Mr. Schwab. You and Charles played in the Pro-Am together, and you won.
We won. Chuck made a phenomenal shot here on 18. He got up and down from the bunker to win the whole thing, so it was quite exciting.
That's great. Great. Good for him.
Did you guys know Chuck Schwab was a real living...
No.
Not a guy from 100 years ago?
Well, it probably is a guy from 100 years ago that passed down the name a thousand times.
He's probably Chuck the Fourth or something.
Yeah, probably.
Do you think he's struggled through life?
No, I don't. I assume he's...
There's one that has had an easier life than Corby.
He once yelled, no doubt, that he's the eldest boy, probably, at the board meeting.
So this thread continued as he had him on for like 3 or 4 minutes. And... So at the end, they're talking about not only the money that whoever's going to win the tournament, but they gave away a car. And you saw this, Dave. You saw the...
Yeah, it was a restored, like late 60s, early 70s Ford Bronco.
Yeah, it was really cool. And they had it positioned right there by the 10th hole and everybody could see and all that. And so, of course, when Jim Nance talks about the Masters, he calls it a tradition unlike any other.
Yes.
And that's been going on since we were kids. A tradition unlike any other, the Masters.
The Masters.
So this guy, the same guy, tells Jim that this car, the trophy, is a trophy unlike any other, Jim. So what is Jim's response? I'll let you guys guess. Is it nothing after he issues the joke?
No.
Is it... He just moves on to another subject? Or does Jim try to at least give the guy a little bit of credit for issuing a Jim Nance line? A Jim Nance joke, like we hear at the end of the Final Four?
There's no way he gives him credit.
Yeah, I thought he was going to have to find a way to defend the honor of the good folks at Augusta National,
right.
Not to screw up his scene.
That's a trademarked line, I'm afraid.
We're going to have to ask you to leave. Okay, here we go.
Between charity and honoring the military, it makes for a really special week.
No question about that. And at the end, for the one who walks away with the title, there's something special waiting for them.
The 73.
Got the trophy, you got the tartan jacket, and... The 73 Schwab Bronco. There it is.
It's a trophy unlike any other, Jim.
I like it. I like it. Good one, Rick.
I like it. I like it. Good one, Rick.
He's just happy that anybody does a stupid line like he does. All right.
That's awesome.
There's a little fun with real audio.
That was fun.
Friday fun.